This is a B'kiyas recording for Tainus Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. On the very bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the last thing we read was that Rava said an Avel is allowed to wash in cold water all 7 days, and his raya was because he's allowed to eat meat and drink wine. Gemara says, Meisve Avakasha from a Tana. Says in the Braisa, Ein HaBogeris Rasha L'Navel Es Atzma B'mei Evel Aviha. Right, a bogeris, which means she is past the age where it's time for her to get married, or at least in those societies, she was what we call marriageable age. So she is not allowed to make herself look bad while she's in Avelis for her father, because it's going to ruin her marital chances. Hanara Rasha, but implying that it is, if she's just a Nara, generally though they don't get married, she's allowed to. So my love, Birachitza. So it must be talking about washing yourself. What does it mean to make yourself disgusting? It means you don't wash yourself. So we see that a bogeres has to wash herself. Uvamai, what's she washing herself? An ilema bechamin. If you say that it's talking about washing, showering, and bathing in hot water, ina bogeres rasha. What? A bogeres is not allowed to avoid bathing in hot water. She must bathe in hot water. V'hamar of Chizda, avel asur lahoshed etzbo b'chamin. We just said before that an avel may not even put his finger into hot water. So clearly she's not allowed to wash in hot water. Elala b'tzonein. It must be talking that a bogeres is obligated to wash herself with cold water. She must bathe, but in cold water. So you see that everyone else is not allowed to bathe in cold water against Rava. So the answer to defend Rava is, no, that's not what it means. Akichul upirchos. It's talking about putting on makeup. It's not talking about washing yourself at all. She's not allowed to wash herself, but she still has to put on makeup to look nice. Lema Masayle, maybe we can bring a raya to Rav, Adam Rav Abba HaKohen, Mishim Rav Yossi HaKohen, Maiso Meisu, Banav Shil Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina, Verachatz Betzonin Kol Shiva. So we had this case on Amud Aleph also. Now we're going to try to bring a raya where there was a story that Nebuch, the children of Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina, died in a back-to-back way, that the Avelis lasted a very, very long time, and he washed in cold water all 7 days. So you see that an Avel is allowed to wash in cold water. So now Amri, we say, now Hasam Bishitachvu Avelav Ze Achar Ze. That is a case where the Avelis was weighing heavily on him because it was one after the other. It was too much for him. Titania, because we learn in a Braisa, Tachvu Avelav Ze Achar Ze Hichbid Saro Meko Betara Machabis Ksuso B'mayim. So we said that if a person has a back-to-back Shiva, it's really much for him. His hair is growing heavy on his head and his clothing is getting really filthy, so he can cut his hair, but with a razor. He has to do it in a strange way, as we'll explain in a second, and he can wash his clothing just with water. On Rav Chizda Betara Avelav Misparayim, he can use a razor but not scissors on his hair. B'mayim Velo B'nesa Velo B'chol, he can use water but he can't use soap. Of the low, fine. excuse me. Igad Amri, there are the others who explain Rava in a different way. Amar Rava, Avel Asur Bitsonin Kol Shiva. So we talked about this in the past. When you have a machlokas, what did Rava really say? So that's really not a case where we'd say Elevelo Devil Kim Chaim. We just don't know what Rava actually said. So we just got done saying before that Rava holds you're allowed to wash in cold water. Now we're entertaining a possibility that Rava said you're not allowed to wash yourself in cold water during Shiva. So Maishna, Mibasa Vayayin. Right? So then we said, yeah, but he's allowed to eat meat and drink wine. So why is he allowed to eat meat and drink wine? He's not allowed to wash in cold water. Hasam lefachuche pachte hu da'avid. So we say over there, what's the whole reason? It's to calm him down. He's worried. He's nervous. So he can have a little meat and wine to calm himself down. Bathing in cold water is not going to calm you down in any way. And therefore, we don't allow it. Maybe we can bring a raya. So now we're just, all the things that were kashas against Rav are going to be rayas. All the things that were rayas for Rav are going to be kashas. So that's we're just going to have the Gemara backwards. Maybe we can bring a raya. Ain't a bogeris rasha la navalatzma hanara rasha. A bogeris is not allowed to make herself look disgusting during her avelus, but a nara is allowed. B'mai, what is she washing herself in? What is she doing to make herself not be disgusting or be disgusting? Ilema b'chamin is talking about washing in hot water. Ain't a bogeris rasha. What a bogeris is not allowed to avoid washing in hot water. She has to wash in hot water. V'ha'amrav chizda avel asher lo chedes baz b'chamin. And avel's not even allowed to put his finger in water. Elala b'tzonei. It must be saying that she must wash in cold water. So you see that it's mutter for an avel to wash in cold water. So lo akichul apirchos is talking about putting on makeup, and therefore this is not a raya for Rava that only a bogeris is. No, actually, I misrepresented. Sorry. It would have been a raya because it implies that only a bogeres is allowed to wash in cold water. Everyone else is not allowed. So that would have been a proof to Rava's statement. And then we said, no, it's not a proof because it's only talking about putting on makeup. Amar Rav Chisda, Zos Omeres, Avel Aser, B'tichboses, Kol Shiva. So this is telling me that an Avel is Aser in Tichboses all 7 days, meaning laundry. V'hilchasa, Avel Aser, Lirchotz, Kol Gufo, Bein Mecham, and Bein Betzonein. We paskin la halacha, that an Avel is not allowed to bathe himself or shower his entire body, be it in hot or cold water, for the entirety of Shiva. Avel, pun of, Avel, sorry. But his hands, his face, and his feet, he may wash in cold water, he may not wash in hot water. But in terms of putting on oil or lotion on his skin, he's not even allowed to do the smallest amount. But if he has a bad smell and he wants to put on like roll-on deodorant or something like that, or put on the olive oil that will remove the bad smell, that is mutter. Fine. So now we're moving on to a new topic. We just got done discussing if an avel is allowed to bathe or not. Now we're moving on to a new topic. It's the davening. Slusa de tanisa hechimal karina. How do we mention the davening of a tainis? Adbere Rav Yehuda l'Rav Yitzchak Brei v'darish. So Rav Yehuda said to son Rav Yitzchak the following drasha. Yachid shekibla alav tainis mispalash shal tainis. An individual who's accepting upon himself to fast the next day should say the special Anenu. When we say davening for the Tainus, we're talking about saying Anenu in Shmon Esrei. The Heichon Omra, where should he say it? Bein Goel Lerofe. He should say it as a separate bracha between Baruch Ato Hashem Goel Yisrael and the bracha of Rifa'enu. So that's it. That's the way we, if you remember the way we do Chazaras HaShatz on a Tainus Tzibur, that is how the Shliach Tzibur does it at Chakras. So that it's a separate bracha in between Baruch Ato Hashem Goel Yisrael and the beginning of Refoino Hashem and Erefe. That's the sheet that he's saying over here. Maskev la Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak has a kasha on this. V'chi yachid kovei a bracha la'atzma. What, an individual is accepting his own personal tainus, allowed to add a bracha to the Shmona Esrei? No. Ela am Rabbi Yitzchak b'shomea tefila. He says aneinu and shomea tefila. If you remember, that's the way we do it in our silent Shmona Esreis, even on a tainus tzibur. So he says, if you're doing a Tainus Yachid, you should say your extra bracha in Shomea Tfila. Don't do it as a separate bracha. Just add it into Shomea Tfila and don't add a bracha to Hashem to the Shmona Esrei. Meisve, now have a kasha on this, bein Yachid Letzibur. I'm sorry. Ein bein Yachid Letzibur, el Shazem Espal Shmona Esrei, Vizem Espal Shah Esrei. The only difference between the Yachid and a Tzibur is that one says 18 brachos and one says 19 brachos. So my Yachid or my Tzibur. What does the word Yachid mean over here? What does the word Tzibur mean over here? Ilema Yachid Mamish Retzibur, Shliach Tzibur. If you're going to say that the word Yachid means an individual davening Shmona Esrei and the Tzibur means Chazar Sashatz, Hani Shah Esrei, you're telling me that the Shliach Tzibur on a fast day says 19 brachos? Esrin va'arba havu. He actually says 24 brachos. We didn't get up to that yet in the Gemara, but later on the Mishnah will describe and the Gemara will elaborate on all of these extra brachos that the Shliach Tzibur adds into the Chazar Sashatz on a Tainus Tzibur. So it can't mean the Shliach Tzibur davening for the Amud on a Tainus Tzibur when he says Chazar Sashatz says 19 brachos. Impossible. So Ella Lav Hachikamer. So must mean the following: Ain Bein Yachid the Kibul of Tainus Yachid the Yachid she Kibul of Tainus Tzibur Ella Shazem Espalal Shmona Esrei Vezem Espalal Tsha Esrei. So what do we see over here? That it's saying that there's no difference between an individual who is fasting his own fast day, let's say he had a bad dream or something like that, and he wants to fast, or a Tainus Tzibur where an individual is joining in. The only difference is that on a Tainus Yachid, you only say 18 brachos, meaning you add in the Anenu Tishma Kolenu. And on a Tainus Tzibur, you actually say a separate bracha of Anenu between Re'eva Onyenu and Rifa'enu. Shma Mina Yachid Kovea Bracha La'atzmo. And we see from here that even an individual in the silent Shmona Esrei can add in that extra bracha. And the way we do it, you can say a 19 bracha Shmona Esrei in that case. Ironically, we always say a 19 bracha Shmona Esrei because we added Vilam al Shinim later in the game. But it mean 19 means 20 for us. So the Gemara says this is a raya that the Yachid who's davening on a Tainus Tzibur. Let's say you're davening your own Shmona Esrei on Tisha B'Av. You're supposed to add Anenu in between Re'eva Onyenu and Rifa'enu as a separate bracha. So the Gemara says no way. Lo, it's not true. Li'olam Eimelachah Shliach Tzibur. When it's said that the Shliach Tzibur says 19 brachos, it means Chazaras Hashatz. No, so you're supposed to say all these extra brachos on a tainus tzibur. No. Begimel tainios rishonos deleika esrim va'arba. So talking about the early fast that we've been discussing up until now, the three early fasts, and then the three fasts that everyone does, we mentioned in our previous mission on the bottom of your Beis and Beis, that was talking about the tainus tzibur, but you don't add in all of these extra brachos. So now, and therefore it says that he does say a separate bracha of Aneinu and Chazar Sashatz. So now the Gemara is like, wait, really? He doesn't add in those extra brachos on those earlier fasts? Velo, is that so? V'ha ein bein katani, it says, there's no difference. Ein bein gimel rishonos, the gimel emtsa'ios. There's no difference between the three first tainios and then three middle tainios. Ela shebe'elu mutarin basiyas malacha, ve'elu asurin basiyas malacha. That in one of them, the first three you're allowed to go to work, and the last three you're not allowed to go to work. So everything else is the same, meaning even on the early three fasts, you should actually add in these extra brachos. Halachaf dalet zevzeh shavet, implying that you do say the 24 brachos on all of these fast days. So that seems to indicate that the Shliach Tzibur and Chazaras Hashatz does add all these extra brachos. Now, Gemara says, Tana v'shayer. No, the Mishnah, when it says there's no difference except for this, they didn't mean that's the only difference. There are a few other differences where they left out the extra differences. So that's not such an easy thing to say, because now we say, my shire, the high shire. What else is left out that I can believe you that they left this out as well? V'su, and furthermore, v'ha'in mein katani, it says there's no difference, right? So, you can't just assume that other things are different as well when it says there's no difference. So, Ela Tanabi Sure Kamairi, Betfilos Lo Kamairi. So, you're saying, no. When did we say there's no difference except for going to work? That meant what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do on the fast day. It wasn't talking about the styles of Shmona Esrei that you daven on the fast day. So, that's answer number one. The Ibayas Ema, and answer number two, Be'emtsa Isa Nami Lo Matzli. There's actually no difference at all between the first three fasts and the second three fasts. And the second three fasts, they don't say the 24 brachos either. Lo Matzli Chav Dalet. Sorry about that. So the Gemara is like, so now where are we holding? We're holding that we tried to explain a brisa that said that when there's a tzibur, you say 19 brachas. When there's a yachid, you say 18. So we said, oh yeah, that makes sense. When you're davening a silent Shmoneh Esrei, you add aneinu into Shema Kolenu. And the shliach tzibur adds aneinu as a separate bracha. So he says 19. Then we said, no, he really says 24. And they say, no, we're talking about the shliach tzibur on the first three fasts. He doesn't add 24. And they said, yeah, but we tried the proof on the Mishnah that he does, and we rejected the proof that he doesn't. And we said, maybe in the first two sets of three fasts, you don't add the 24. So now the Gemara is going to try to reject that. Velo, is that really true? V'atanya ein ben gimel shnios l'shevachronos. There's no difference between the middle three and the last seven. Ela shebe'elu matrian v'nolin asachanuyos. Right, that in the last seven they do trua, they blow the shofar and they lock up all the stores. Halachol divrayan zev zeshavin. For all other matters, they're similar. So it sounds like the middle three would have 24 brachos, like the last seven definitely have 24 brachos. V'chitei machanami tana v'shayer. So you say, nah, they left something out. V'ha ein bein katani, says there's no difference. So you have to take it seriously. You can't just say, yeah, there are other differences too. They just left them out. So the Gemara says, nah, I will not take it seriously. You haven't proven anything just yet. So the Gemara explains, V'tizbara, ein bein dafka. What you think that whenever it says ein bein, it's dafka. The only differences that exist are these, and there are no other differences. V'hashayar teva. So he says they left out that you take the Aron Kodesh onto the street. So this we're going to continue with next time. I just wanted to point out that the rejection is going to be that when it says there's no difference, it means that generally speaking there are no differences, but here and there there's a detail that might be different.